B-Pod Studios.
I just told the guys I thought we did a lot of good things. I thought we competed. I thought there were moments where we didn't protect the rim well enough as a team. You know, obviously we're going to have to capitalize a little bit more on the offensive end if we're going to be, you know, if we're going to win that game, you know, whether at the free throw line or from the arc. You know, I'm a lot more encouraged than discouraged. I thought we really came out and fought. It was a heck of an environment. We played a really good team. Now we've just got to get better.
Someone left their windows open there. Ooh. Computer noise. Someone got mail.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Hollywood here.
TD Garden tonight.
Is that tonight?
Guess where I'm going on Saturday.
The Siegs?
No, you want to. It's not who I'm seeing. It's where I'm going. Think total class.
Oh, I don't know. You going to
Scholars Jazz?
Oh, Scholars is the best.
Scholars is the best. Seeing the bad plus.
Nice.
At Scholars. Danny Ainge is a big fan of jazz, and he's the president of basketball operations for the Boston Celtics, and he joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Ainge, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys today?
Today, grabbing the bull by the horns again, my friend. Carpe diem.
Nice.
Yeah, we got that going.
So obviously, Danny, not the result that I think we all wanted, but you know, you got your first real look at these guys in a regular season game. What did you think of the play last night of the Celtics?
You know, I thought it was an ugly game overall by both teams. A lot of fouls being called, and we got in foul trouble early. I thought that had a little bit of an impact on the game with a few guys in foul trouble. And, but you know, like I agree with what Brad said. I mean, there was a lot of good things that I saw. We just got to make shots. I mean, free throws and 3-point shots last night, we had really good looks. And if those aren't going to go, you're not going to win very many good games, beat very many good teams on the road. And, 36% from the field and, 58% from the free throw line isn't going to get it done most nights.
And, you know, watching all the talking heads last night, a lot of terms being thrown around describing the Celtics. First of all, obviously, everyone seems to like what you guys did. You know, with the wings, you guys are loaded. Everyone likes Kemba Walker. But the term perimeter team was thrown a lot, small to describe the team. Are you worried at all about the center position and how tough it's going to be, especially now with Al Horford out, to be able to stop people in the paint?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, but, you know, with a guy like Embiid, we worried about that even when we had guys that were good in the defending in the post. He gave us fits on occasion there also. I think that that's been the question mark going into the season. We have, going in, I think that we felt like we'd play center by committee. I think Ennis did a good job last night. But their size. You know, size helped them in a lot of ways. I thought that their size on Kemba had an impact on the game. Josh Richardson is 6'6", and I thought that Ben Simmons' size at the small forward position. I think that the size that they have overall, I think, had an impact on the game. You know, we have to use our speed and quickness and shooting ability to offset that, but I thought Simmons' size last night was the most dominant in the game.
One thing Enes Kanter said throughout training camp and the exhibition season is Gordon Hayward's going to shock the world. He's back to where he was in 2017. And one major positive out of last night is Gordon Hayward looks exactly the way he looked when you first signed him.
Yeah, Gordon had played well in the second half last night. He started playing with some more swagger and. You know, but some of these guys have to figure out, you know, whose ball it is, whose opportunity, who has the best mismatch. And I felt like early in the game, they're still figuring that out. I thought Jason Tatum was very aggressive offensively. But I thought that Kemba and Gordon were trying to execute the plays and do the right things. And you know, but I thought a few times they had opportunities to be a little bit more assertive and more aggressive. And I think that those are the kind of things that will come together as they play more together.
All right. So last night, the beginning of the second half, there was a period of about 15 minutes where maybe 2 minutes of actual game time went by because of the coaches' challenges. What's your opinion on the new coaches' challenges and how they've played out so far?
Well, so I think last night there was only one coaches' challenge in the whole game.
But it took forever.
It did take forever, and I didn't understand why that took so long. And there were a few things that were reviewed that are automatic reviews, like flagrant fouls and things like that, and those took a long time. And, you know, I think it's a fine line. We see it in all the sports now as the delays in the game just to get things right. We've seen a lot of big games lost on bad calls, and so everybody prefers it to get right. All the owners and general managers and everybody wants to, you know, they'd rather take longer to get it right. So we're trying to. I know the NBA is trying very hard to speed up the process from New York and get the replays played better and get better angles and even make the decisions quicker. So there's not so much of a disruption for the players and the fans.
Well, what would you do? Like, if you had a say, like, what would you do? What you do? I mean, what would you do to expedite that and to make it so much faster? Because it's infuriating being a fan of the game and watching it on TV and knowing almost right away what the call should be, because you can see it, and, you know, they've got 18 different camera angles and it's crystal clear right in front of you. What would you do to expedite that? Because it is just killing the momentum of that game.
You know, I feel like, I don't know if this would do it, but it seems like, I agree with what you're saying, that if there was a fourth official sitting at the scorer's table and had a monitor and was able to see the replay on TV, that at least 80%, approximately 80% of the calls you could get right away. They don't even have to go to the scores table. They could have communication through a mic and say, no, his toe was on the line, or that was a flagrant one. You know, I think that there would be, or no, his heels were on the charge circle. I think that there are things that you can learn immediately by the first review and overturn the call. He's part of the crew on the court, and it seems like that would be a way to speed up a lot of the replays.
Just have Tommy Heinsohn do it, because there would never be a foul on the Celtics.
we should Tommy would be our first experiment.
All right, so Jaylen Brown, first of all, congrats on getting that deal done. What was your opinion of, I mean, obviously this seems like something that you guys have been working on for a while. We talked about it last week, and it sounds like, you know, this is you guys have been speaking for a little bit. How do you think it all turned out? The number, the years, what's your thoughts on the deal?
It's a lot of money, you know, for a lot of players in our league this year. But we really like Jaylen. We think he's part of, you know, our opportunity to win our next championship. He just turned 23, I think, today. And he's really young. He's strong. He's athletic. He's capable of playing. It hurt us last night not having him. Like, he had a couple, I thought, ticky-tack fouls that, you know, he picked up there that hurt us. It hurt us not having him in the game last night. I think he has a very bright future. He's a great kid. He's a great teammate. He plays any role. He could play. He's versatile. But his strength and athleticism and smarts allow him to be used in a lot of different ways on the court.
Now, the first thing people saw was that number, and they went, whoa, that seems like a lot. And if you look like at the amount of money that he's making compared to some of the other players in the league, you know, he might not be at the level as those guys yet. How do you justify the number, and do you look at this more as a bet on his future than what he has earned?
Yeah, it's a bet on the future. It's also the way the league is going. I mean, there's big increases in the salary cap. And, I've been through this 17 years, and I remember when we signed Rondo, there was lots of questions like, what are you doing paying him so much money? And same thing with Avery Bradley. Even Marcus Smart, there was a lot of criticism and And, you know, I just think that in 2 years, those contracts turn out to be good contracts, not not bad ones. So, yeah, we're betting on Jalen. We really like him, and I'm glad we did get the deal done. I think Jalen can relax and play, and we'll get the most out of him this year. But we have him for five years under contract now, and I'm excited about that in the prime of his career.
Do you keep track of your former players, their first game with a new team? Like, for instance, did you keep track of what Kyrie Irving did last night and what Terry Rozier did last night?
You know, I did. I did just check their box score and did catch some of their – I caught even some of their games, watched part of their games. Yeah, of course.
Were you happy that Brooklyn lost?
Well, I think Brooklyn has a chance to be a pretty good team, and that was a surprising loss. But
you loved it.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm not happy that anybody lost. It's a long season, so one game doesn't mean very much.
Did you hear Kyrie Irving say that to reporters before the game that he was going to be going to Brooklyn regardless last year?
I don't even know what that means, so I won't even. I don't even want to go there.
He said,
I don't even know what that means.
Okay, so he was asked about it, and he said, for me, I always wanted to be in a place, especially being back home, where I could really commit to that for years to come. It was an easy decision. I was coming here regardless.
Right. What is that? You know, like, can you give me the interpretation of what you're asking me and what that means?
Is
that
he never intended to stay in Boston.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Well, how else would you interpret that, Danny?
I don't know. I mean, I think maybe that he always wanted to come home and play, but it doesn't even matter.
Did you hear him? But he said he wanted his number to be retired here. Like he wanted no one else to wear 11.
And I believe that. So like I don't know. I don't have any idea, but I don't care, and it doesn't make any difference.
Did you hear his comments on China?
No.
Why are you laughing?
You should really listen to him. You'll gain a lot of insight.
I thought that was a joke you were saying.
No.
If you listen to it, it's funny.
It is a joke, actually. Yeah,
if you listen to it, it's funny.
Stop the presses. He talked in circles for a little while.
Yeah, well, he was... you got to listen to it, Danny. It's really... You don't have to comment on it. Just listen to it. It's like word salad.
I think his first thing was, what does China mean to you?
No, he didn't even say that.
I don't believe he did.
All right. Well, Danny Ainge, I mean, hopefully you can get the season going and this isn't disaster. But we look forward to talking to you every week. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. All right. Hopefully we'll have some wins to talk about next week.
Please listen to Kyrie's comments.
Yeah, we're gonna quiz you.
Will you stop interrupting me?
You.
Jesus, you're interrupting. I know that you know basketball, but stop interrupting me. Yeah, we won't even ask you about it, just for your own edification. You got to listen to it. You'll get a chuckle. All right.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
Okay.
John gets so excited because I sit out the interview and then you.
I'm happy you participated.
You're all on my nerves.
See, it's like, here's how it works, John. It's like, you know, certainly, but information, and Fred just comes and hits it out of the park with the yucks at the end.
He does.
That's how it always works.
Yeah, but when I go...
But when he goes in to step in the yucks, you do not step on the man with the yucks' jokes.
He shouldn't step on me.
No, he should not.
I give you guys the whole interview. I don't think he should step on me. I'm not being a dick.
No.
No.
Who's accusing you of that? Nothing needs to be added. When Fred steps in,
yep.
I know.
I got to back up.
It's time for the closing.
Yep. Yeah. You guys gave me Robert Kelly, and I give you Danny Ainge. We know where it's going. All right. Listen,
I'm John Lester. All right. You're Clay Buchholz.
Yeah, I'm Clay Buchholz.
And we got Jonathan Papelbon sitting all right. He's just going to close things out.
Yep. Same IQ. All right. We have the Holy Grail, apparently. We have Paul Rudd on Howard Stern.
Oh, do we really? Okay.
Yes, the Holy Grail.
Good.
Plus, we'll talk about the, and I don't even know what he said, but we'll talk about the contest tomorrow.
You have 45 minutes to get in on this, by the way. We had a ton of entries yesterday, which is great. But if you want in, then you better get working. Two-minute video. We'll get to that in a sec.
All right. We'll be right back.
The Sports Hub.
I can't believe he did that.
Rich. Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
.5, the Sports Hub. We're touching on Rich really quick. Rich believes that Tom Brady was duped.
I think there's a very large chance.
During the thing where he came out of the Asian spa on the Paul Rudd show, a couple people tweeted him that he was on Stern and admitted so. So, here we go. Paul Rudd on Howard Stern, speaking of Tom Brady.
I love when Tom Brady gets cloned.
Tom Brady, yeah, that's
six times.
Six times.
Yeah, I thought that was really good.
One for each ring.
How do you get him to do the little acting part?
Tim Greenberg is the guy who wrote it. He wrote these things, Oscars, I think about 4.5 years ago.
Right.
And he was like, I think back when he had 4 rings or maybe even 3, it's like the idea that we would have a clone and it's the best version of ourselves, that they just do everything right, that they're great.
I love the idea that Tom Brady
is the epitome of that. And so we sent him these scripts like a year and a half ago. I was so touched. He got the joke of kind of making fun of himself and his perfection. And he's like, yeah.
I thought it was weird he was outside a massage parlor in light of what happened with the Patriots, too.
Well,
yeah, no,
that was written before.
I've seen some of these, the stories, yeah. And I had a feeling that I have never, ever had in my life, which was, oh my God, I feel bad for Tom Brady.
Right.
But yeah. It's like this guy was throwing us a bone. He was doing us a favor. And he was kind of making fun of himself and his perfection. And then all of a sudden, I think Boston media.
There's very few original ideas. And this.
I really didn't say much of anything. He didn't say he was duped, but he said he felt bad for him. Huh. Well, I didn't say much of anything.
No victory lap?
No, no victory lap at all.
No, there's no evidence.
I don't know why anyone just doesn't say, did you know you were walking out of an Asian spa?
Sure.
That's it. That's the only question. And for some reason, when people have had a chance to talk to Tom Brady, no one has asked him that one question.
Okay. So the Patriots Protector Contest is going to be happening tomorrow at 8. You're saying we have a ton of good entries.
We have a bunch. And okay. If you want to get in on this, there are tickets on the line for this weekend's Browns game. And all you need to do is make a 2-minute or less than 2-minute video about why you are the one anytime there is any kind of slant, anti-Patriot slant on this station, that you should get front of the phone line privileges to stick it in their face. If you spend your time tweeting Trollin' Volin, who hates the team, even though they're the ones responsible for his living that he makes. If you are sick of the 2-6 Brady and Decline show, basically, and you want to stick in their face.
Basically, if you're sick of everybody, you right. feel like literally everyone has got an agenda,
yep.
And the Patriots are the most persecuted organization in the world.
Okay. We did get some entries, a lot of entries. And if you want in, get it in before 10. You got 35 minutes. But let's meet one of our first contestants. This is a gentleman who did decide to wear a mask and disguise his voice. The only person who has decided to disguise their voice
now,
and wear
what
a mask.
What is the guy's avatar?
I got to find it.
It's not himself.
No, he's not of himself. No.
Is it of
I believe it is of Tom Brady.
Okay.
So let's take a listen to our first entry in the hashtag Sports Hub Patriot Protector Contest.
Dutcher and Rich are looking for someone to defend the wall. I've read the entire Deflategate Wells report. I've read it more times than Michael Hurley. Michael Hurley is a hero. Fred Stubbs. Peyton Manning used HGH and no one cares. Max Kellerman is a loser. Can't defend the wall without defense. Defense. I want to be just like Scott Zolak when I get older. I know what the ideal gas law is. They're all partners. The Fred touchers. They must all learn why the Patriots rule.
knows all the buttons to hit, the ideal gas law, the
flake gate,
the HGH getting delivered to Manning's house. How come no one ever talked about the HGH going to Manning's house? Is a popular, popular by the people that believe that the Patriots have indeed been persecuted.
Yep.
And, Rich, there's another.
There is. And this gentleman, man, his entire, I'm guessing.
I saw this one.
I'm guessing it's his basement.
Yeah, it's not a large room.
No.
But it is a room of a sociopath. I mean, this is, I've seen this one. It's a bigger than average closet. And I looked and I did not see a hint of wall. It is entirely Patriots.
Covered in, oh yeah, there it is. Okay, this guy's name is Mike McCarthy. And it is just as Patriots centric, as much stuff as you can jam in there as you could. And here he is. This is Mike McCarthy in the Sports Hub, hashtag Sports Hub Patriot Protector Contest.
So you're looking for a crazy Pats fan, somebody with passion. Look no further than right here in my basement, in what most people would call a sports cave. But around here, we refer to it as the panic room, because I'm not allowed to watch games with anybody else. This beautiful place was created years ago when my wife uttered the phrase, if it speaks about the Flategate, it gets the hose again. Speaking of that farce, you want passion? Well, now, witch hunt was going on. I was in Pittsburgh, and I get enough. Fist fight in a hospital defending the GOAT. Everywhere I go, yap, yap, yap about the Pats. What do you think about your owner? The guy that went to the day spa? Let me tell you what I think about our 78-year-old owner. A man that brought us 6 Super Bowl championships and paid $39 to have sex with 3 women in 19 hours. I think that guy should be wearing a cape. You know what else I think? The rest of the world should bow down and be grateful that they get to witness the New England Patriots dynasty. You got to come through me. You want to say stuff about the path? I am the sword in the darkness. I am the defender of the wall. I am the shield that protects the realm of Belichick and Brady. And I swear my loyalty and my love to the New England Patriots for this game and every game to come. I must go, for Sunday approaches and my watch begins.
That guy's great.
He's good.
I mean, wow. he's legit too, as I said. These guys, there's receipts. You click on their Twitter account, and they're going after the media.
Yep. If you, don't try to pose her out and you know, start doing it right now. I mean, these guys have long histories of intense multi-tweet battles, quite often with no response from the person you're tweeting.
All right.
That does not dissuade them.
It does not. And we've had people who set up accounts like @PatriotsProtector and just all night started tweeting and hating on people. I mean, it's brilliant. It's a brilliant Twitter account. But you know what? After John Wallach's headlines, I do want to play one, because there's one guy who prides himself on being the biggest thorn in Felger and Maz's side.
I'm all for that. We shall hear from he. Here are the headlines.
Do you like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is going on today?
All right, I just got one more I'll play before... The 23 minutes to get your video in ends in our Patriot Protector Contest. A pair of tickets to go see the Patriots play the Browns this weekend on the line. Also, you'll be at the front of our front-of-the-line privileges when it comes to calling in to defend the wall. All things Patriots. Here's a gentleman, an entry from a guy who seems to have a history with some people here at the radio station.
All right, let's go.
Hey, guys. I apologize if you hear my son Brady crying in the background. I am here to show you why I am the GOAT Sports Hub Patriot Protector. I am Chris from Rainham, and I have been taking down Felger and Maz for the last 10 years. Don't believe me? See for yourself.
Chris and Rainham, I'll say it again. People don't hate the Patriots, they hate you.
When Felger and Maz take a call from a Pats fan who acts like a smug dude.
Chris and Rainham on the Pats. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, guys.
I,
Addison Rainham, I love him. He's a good customer, but man, what a vag that guy is. That's a piece of production that is specifically right for him.
Imagine what I would do to that fraud Fred to Flakegate. Ever hear of the Ideal Gas Law? Brady mocking Kraft in the Netflix show? I guess you aren't familiar with how green screens work. I even have...
He got you in the soft spot.
He got me in that he's wrong.
I even have my own Legion of Felger and Maz Twitter trolls coming after me. Defending the wall isn't a new thing to me. I recently found a teacher who was a Patriots hater in 2003 and asked him if he had some take regret. I never forget someone who doubts this team. For this contest, you need someone who is passionate, intelligent, and quick on their feet. I am all of those. Don't believe me? I even have the mandatory Patriots tattoo on my leg that I got when I was 18 to prove my loyalty. For 20 years, this organization has been the epitome of class, excellence, and perfection. By the time I am done defending the Patriots and Tom Brady, the haters won't know what hit them. I am the ultimate 98.5 Sports Hub Patriot Protector. I look forward to seeing you guys on Friday. I'm out. Play my music.
Josie's on a vacation. All right.
He's got to be one of the guys because he's already pissed me off.
Was that the Patriots Bon Jovi touchdown song in the background?
It was.
That entire video?
He's already pissed me off. He's smug.
He's in your dome.
We're living inside the dome.
Oh. He's got far too much time. He got a Patriots tattoo when he was 18.
Yep.
And then that will make me just fantasize about the day that they're 6-10. If you want to talk about for just the one who will annoy me the most, that is the epitome of a Patriots fan that will annoy me the most.
Well, then we will have to consider him heavily. There's a bunch of people submitting.
Like, guys yelling. That's fine and funny. That guy's like a piece of crap.
I'd say you're in, Chris, from Random.
That's right. You got it.
Yeah, that
dome.
Like smug.
Like, we're living inside the dome.
Like every thank you. Dumb thing that's been disproven, he still hangs on to.
On top of that, we've had people submit videos that are phenomenal. There's one guy who's just got videos of him making these. They've done it for years. Stood out in front of. I mean, they've traveled to every city that the Patriots play. I mean, they just follow him around, like, you know, they're groupies.
Right.
And on top of that, he apparently went to the set of that Good Morning NFL thing one time and started yelling at Pete Schrager and basically challenging him to a fight.
No, that's good.
So, I mean, we've got some great entries. Yeah. And so all you got to do.
Imagine how much Greyhound has benefited from his adventures.
You're already drinking that Haterade, Fred.
Well, isn't that the point?
It is. Hashtag Sports Hub Patriot Protector Contest. 18. Boy, that guy, I could tell, was really pissing you off, which I love.
The green just. It's like. It's like stuff in, like, politics where they just don't, like, it's not true.
18 plus. Submit that video at 98.5 The Sports Hub and send it to us as well, and you got 20 minutes.
Because if 19. You, yeah, because if you are even, like, 30 seconds late, we legally cannot take your video.
And Dan just reminded me. Hashtag Sports Hub Patriot Protector Contest. We will contact you today at some point. If you're one of the three finalists, you'll have to come in studio tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And we will have you challenge not only Fred Tutcher, but maybe possibly some other personalities in the station about some of their very controversial anti-Patriots takes.
Yes.
It's your chance.
Yeah, it's people looking to take down the Patriots. And you spend a lot of your time tilting windmills. Like, I like guys that, like, you know, go after Kellerman on Twitter. Or, like, go after, like, you know, like some player who says something about the team. The guys that are out there just spitting in the wind.
Like, although a lot of the players snap back now.
Okay, that is true.
Yeah,
which is a sad state of affairs for everyone.
That is the difference. Like Kyle Van Noy hates Felger and Maz, and he tweets about it too.
Yes, I'd never heard anything that they've said about Kyle Van Noy, but when he said the boogeyman stuff yesterday, it pissed me off.
Oh, and Kyle Van Noy, I liked the Kyle Van Noy thing.
Of course you did.
I think that came from an honest place, though.
Of course you did.
We can't criticize these guys for not talking, and then when someone does...
He didn't say anything of any value. It's not like all he did was go, woo.
Oh, no, he was busting on what's-his-day. He goes, he actually said that?
Yeah, he was busting on Sam's dog.
He would actually say that?
Yeah, because he was talking about how they're the boogeyman. Woo, we're the boogeyman. If you were a fan of any other team and someone started calling themselves the boogeyman, you would hate them.
Did you hate the Legion of Boom?
In Seattle?
I like the Legion of Boom.
It's not the Boogeyman.
The Legion of Boom. It's the same theory.
Except for
They started calling themselves the Legion of Boom in Seattle.
Except McCourty. Tell me anybody on this defense that's going anywhere.
What do you mean?
Gilmore. Gilmore and McCourty.
Gilmore, McCourty. Yeah.
If Jamie Collins was on another team, he'd be excellent.
Actually, that's not true.
That's why that story is so great. Is that he just went, like, Belichick, like, trades him away.
Came back with his tail between his legs.
And then he comes back and just destroys.
You want to make money? You got to play well for me this year.
Right. I know.
All right. Well, Rich is very close to being one of these guys. If he was not on the radio, he could have gone for this guy.
So he's in charge of picking
these things.
Am I close
to being one of those guys, or am I just right, Fred?
But you're not right about the green screen, so we can put that behind us finally. Despite your efforts for an hour to try to find audio that didn't exist.
Well, people were telling me it existed, so I had to find out.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
How many people on Twitter?
Four.
Right.
Four within an hour. It just shows they're listening to us and not listening to something else, which I like.
Well, they were listening to Stern.
Well, the other people, if you talk about the lack of people who responded.
Oh, well, maybe the other way to look at it is he didn't say anything.
No, he really didn't.
All right. Well, very good. All right. We will be back, Rich. We'll have the Stackarooski. What are we going to talk about?
All right. We got to one more time analyze what Odell Beckham Jr. said about the Patriots, which is really what he said about his own quarterback, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. And we predicted, I'm not the only one. We all predicted that this was going to happen. And Mayfield's going to lose this team, and he already has. Because he talked way too much, way too soon, without the talent to back it up. So we'll figure that out.
Boston's home for sports. Pure and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what else do we got going on?
By the way, I recommend everyone goes to our Twitter page at Toucher and Rich or our Instagram, Toucher and Rich Official. And there was a woman who I guess has done it for Zolak and Bertrand before, but she makes these pumpkins. She made one for us it's brilliant. It says everyone is angry in Brookline. And it's got all these like horror movie characters on it, including it's got the Wicked Witch of the West on one of them. And she is calling 911, says, I want to report a very stupid child kicking dirt in the park. And then Leatherface, instead of holding the chainsaw, is holding a leaf blower. And it says the Brookline Leaf Blower Massacre. And it's got the Star Market, the woman complaining about all of that. It's got the rabbit sitting in the parking lot. Yes, so it's absolutely phenomenal. Well done. I don't know who this person is, Zolak. You guys are apparently friends with them.
Yeah, she's only poisoned him 10 times.
Okay, but it's definitely worth checking out. Odell Beckham Jr. yesterday.
By the way, go to @FredToucher on Instagram so I can become a media influencer. Get my followers up so I can start advertising products for money.
Sure, you can get invitations to all the coolest openings, like when Happy Place comes around.
Yeah, there you go. @FredToucher, FredToucher. I have a deal coming up with Maybelline, so I'm hoping that I can get my numbers up. I got 45 million followers on Twitter. I don't even use the thing. Come on over. Sit a spell.
Have a nice cold drink.
Put a video up of me jacking up some weights. I don't know. Maybe. Who cares?
Maybe you could do that. For some reason in my timeline, somebody retweeted a photo of Vinny. Not Vinny. The Sitch. The Situation.
Oh, he looks so good now.
Oh, yeah.
After he jacked. Because the Situation was under construction. And he was fat. And he loved his eats. He loved his foods. He puts an S at the end of everything. And he went to jail and he came out. Bugga bing. Look at that.
Well, the spread for the Patriots game this weekend is 13 points over the Browns. And I got a weird feeling it's going to be even more of a disaster. The Baker Mayfield experiment doesn't seem to be going so well. But listen, you would never know it by hearing Odell Beckham Jr. He could wait to say such great things about the Patriots organization.
Of course. You know, I think 2-3 years ago, there was the whole speculations and all that was going on. And I was willing and ready to go over there at any point in time. And that was always a dream of mine to play for Tom Brady. Like, it's Tom Brady and Belichick. But for me, when I said I wanted to be a part of, I wanted to turn this into the Patriots organization. And it's about winning, but it's about the way that they go about it and how everything is precise and everything is, it's just, it's perfect. It feels good to win. It feels good to succeed. And that's what I meant by wanting to be like them. You know, I don't know how to be like them because I've never been over there. I've never experienced any of it. But, you know, Tom and I talk, you know, for 2-3 years, like, hey, man, if it happens, it happens. And it'd be cool, but now I'm with somebody who I think is going to be a guy who plays for however long he's going to play for.
I mean, you couldn't crap on Baker Mayfield anymore if you tried.
Yep.
And you couldn't crap on Freddie Kitchens anymore if you tried. And just how much you... If you're someone in the Browns and you hear him saying that, it's one thing for when he was talking about just like Tom Brady being great. And as a matter of fact, there's a clip that we have of him saying, yo, you know, Fountain of Youth stuff. But that clip right there about just how he's never been part of anything like that is phenomenal. And if you're Baker Mayfield, you're already probably fairly shaken up. And I know that all these reports are out that they're trying to do everything they can to get some sort of offensive lineman in so he doesn't get his neck cracked like he's done every single week after week after week. Then they are going to absolutely implode this weekend, and it's going to be a glorious thing. And it's going to be, Fred will never be a bigger Patriots fan than this weekend.
I know this. We were talking about this off the air. This is the one week where he wants the Patriots to win by 7 touchdowns.
Yeah, or I don't even care if they win as long as Mayfield throws a few picks.
Few? You sure you're going to be satisfied with only 2 or 3?
2 is a couple. Over 3 is a few.
Okay.
Boy, where did you grow up?
Suburbs.
Yeah, not much of a school system.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
Mm-hmm.
The situation.
Looking good.
My daughter and I watch at least 2 episodes of the Jersey Shore night. Do you remember when Snooki got hit by the guy at the bar?
Yeah, they took that out of the replays.
Yeah, but the guy was shunned, and his father believed that they owed him money, the kid who hit Snooki, because they had profited off of it.
That MTV owed the kid
the
money?
The kid that hit Snooki money because they profited off of it.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, he was upset. He was upset that his kid got crap for hitting a woman on television, which he signed a consent form.
So he said, pay me.
That idiot signed a consent form for his image to be used.
Before or after he punched her?
I think after.
Oh, my God.
But they said he was intoxicated when he did it. Everyone just... Hardy and I have talked about this. The Jersey Shore, the greatest reality show of all time. There's not a second.
Is it better than Rock of Love?
Rock of Love is not a reality show, but Rock of Love is fantastic. The second season's sad.
Of Rock of Love?
Yeah, because the women are just, like, they're not into them, and, like, they're really ugly. But the first season, aside from Flavor of Love, or not Flavor of Love.
No, I Love New York.
I Love New York.
It's the greatest.
The most subtle scene of all time is when they're on the road with Brett, and the girl has to walk into the hotel weightlifting room. And Brett's just casually doing lat pull downs. He's going, "What? What's wrong, babe? I'm just sitting here crushing some lat pull downs."
How that show hasn't had a Office like renaissance, like that brought back out, and a younger generation could realize how great it was, is really a shame.
Here's a question: Who do you do a Rock of Love with if you could do one without Brett Michaels?
Like, who would be
Rock of Love?
Paul Stanley.
I'm a big balls of love.
Yeah, let me see. I don't know if it would really play well. I mean, what kind of person would you be looking for?
I mean, people with boobs.
People with what?
Boobs. I love them.
I see.
I love boobies.
Then why are you always hiding in a hamper in the men's locker room?
All right.
Hey, pink eye, Paul Stanley.
I'd like to have some FaceTime with Paul if I could. All right, come in the laundry room. Yes! Paul, I don't think we've been spending some quality time together. Who's this? Paula. Security! No, you stay. All right.
Where's Johnny the stagehand?
I need a hand in here. Porkies!
Okay, I don't think it's a porky situation in the Paul Stanley hamper.
Yeah, there is. I only use ones that are made of whatever you can. Forget it.
Scott Zolak, a lot of people want to be you coming into the studio tomorrow, from what I've heard.
Oh, I wouldn't. This is it. It'll be me. It'll be Fred.
They say that, that someone said, I think I might even have the clip. He said that he wants to be you. It's this guy. It's the that dude. Yell defense.
A little fakeness there. I said, disguise my voice.
Yeah.
I dig the nerd. Just gonna throw shade on Fred
like
all day.
Like the real.
I want the guy.
Snarly prick.
Yeah. Like I'll do this green screen and. Yeah, it is what it is, guys. The flake didn't happen, and your Jets suck.
Yeah, and you know, the Jets suck. That's true. But then, yeah, you know, like Manning, no one talked about.
Was he the guy that played the touchdown song?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's who you have to. That's a hero. Man, that's like wrestling. Yeah. That thing's been done so much.
Yeah.
I want the. Even though he said he wants to beat me, I like him.
The nerdy guy.
I want. Yeah.
Okay. The guy who gets under the skin.
I want the guy that could come here and just stare at Fred through the window and just own him. And own real estate in Fred's. Anybody that owns real estate in Fred's head, I want in here.
Well, I think that this gentleman. Pissed off Fred just
I want
to
make
to
Fred's
it.
Workday a problem. That's all.
Okay.
I'm for that.
All right. Well, then tomorrow at 8 o'clock, maybe we will choose him. I'm thinking we're leaning towards that, being one of the three.
Indeed.
It's going to be like the guy. Remember the Bruins stick guy just sat there and tapped the stick?
Oh, he was great.
He didn't say anything. He just tapped the stick.
Got my vote that day.
That guy.
Hell yeah.
There's something different about those people. Like, they ain't got nothing else.
Well, I think that when you're sending out dozens of tweets a day to people that you don't know, there's something going on.
But it's like, if you follow Jimmy Stewart on Twitter, like, during wrestling, and it's just like, I know everything about it, and you don't.
I have a bone to pick.
Fine. I don't care. You want to make fun of me about cats? I'll just go kill more cats.
You call that a finishing move? Sarge, emergency podcast, pronto.
Dan Shaughnessy now follows Sarge and he doesn't follow me, which is classic.
He doesn't follow you on Twitter?
Hey there, Dan. Dan Shaughnessy stopped following me on Twitter.
All right. Well, maybe it was too juvenile.
Oh, too above Dan, too below Dan.
All right. What are you guys going to talk about today?
We actually have Tim Donaghy on today. So with all the referee, Hardy's going to love this because he thinks the Lions aren't allowed to win football.
The Lions are not allowed to win football games. That is absolutely true. You can ask. I've asked officials in the past.
Josh Gordon and a lot of sports stuff. How about that?
All right. If you love sports, don't turn that dial.
Did you guys kill Kemba?
No. A little bit.
2-6.
All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.